This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله ولي الصالحين والصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له فاطر الأرض والسماوات وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الهادي الداعي بإذن ربه إلى دار السماوات صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم إلى يوم تتفطر فيه الأرض والسماوات أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, let me begin on this blessed day of this blessed hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah. And we first and foremost ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift this pandemic from us. May Allah azza wa jal keep us safe and healthy. Allahumma ameen. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us of our shortcomings and our mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count us from amongst the righteous in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. As you have just heard, January 29th is an opportunity for all of us as believers to look back and think of what life is like in this day and age, especially when you are a Muslim. You notice that I'm wearing a green patch. And this patch represents the color of the carpet that those individuals who were praying in the masjid and they were killed. The color of this patch also represents hope, luscious greenery, a fresh start. It represents happiness. And those are the things that all of us need. When we think not only about the incident that happened in Quebec, but then we move forward and think about the incident in New Zealand. Then the man who was murdered in front of a masjid here in Toronto. Then just recently, those who were killed in London, Ontario. And unfortunately, the list continues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count all of those who have passed away from amongst his shuhada. Allahumma ameen. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا. Don't you ever for a moment think or believe that the people who were killed in the path of Allah, that they're actually dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ But rather, they are with Allah. And the ayah says, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ They're close to Allah. And number two, Allah is providing for them in a way that is most befitting to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it doesn't stop there. You and I, the community, fellow brothers and sisters to these victims, their families and their friends, Allah doesn't forget about them either. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah gives reassurance. Reassurance to you and I who are still here and alive, thinking and probably still mourning the loss and this tragic event. Allah tells us, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ Don't you worry. Those who are with Allah, they are happy with Allah. They are pleased with Allah. And I've said this before. Someone may take the life of an innocent person in this world, not realizing that they're creating their happiness and joy and peace in the Akhirah. And Allah tells us, as for you and us, وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ You and I, Allah says, this is good news. Don't you be concerned, meaning don't overexhaust yourself and worry too much. Don't be afraid of your identity. Because a lot of us, when incidents like this happen, it's only natural. A lot of us feel afraid. You will walk out into the grocery stores and on the streets, and you'll get the look. Especially our sisters who are most visible with their Muslim identity, they'll get the look. They'll get the stares. They'll be treated differently. And it's uncomfortable. It's very disturbing. And it could be emotionally harmful for us. It could be scars that we have to live with for the rest of our lives. So the question here is, what do you do? How do you cope with all of this? There's a couple of things I want to share. Number one, Islamophobia didn't start in this day and age. But if you go back in history, in the Meccan phase of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that's when Islamophobia officially began. For 13 plus years, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as soon as it was known who he was and what his message is, resistance came from all across the city of Medina, including the government of Medina, the chieftains, the leaders of the Quraysh, the most powerful individuals of Mecca, created these massive campaigns against the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his followers. He was constantly persecuted. He was constantly sought after. But our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam never stopped his message. He never gave up. And so if you're thinking about how does this all go away, I don't have an answer to that. I don't know if it ever will. That is within the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I do know is this. As long as we are here and we are alive, Allah tells us, لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Don't you dare leave this world unless you are Muslim. In another ayah, Allah says, the one thing you should never ever do when you're confronting any form of hate or Islamophobia, here's the one thing you should never do. Never give up your identity. Don't give up on this message. Allah promised He will protect you. That's His promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah chooses to do that, we don't know. We trust Him. All of us, we trust Him. That is why you are still here today. That is why you still come to places like this today. There's trust and tawakkul in you. However, in addition to that, with that foundation in mind, Here is the next thing to keep in mind as we continue to grapple and make sense of not only what has happened in the past, but only Allah knows what is to come. And whatever that is, may Allah make it easy for us and give us strength. May Allah keep our iman steadfast and strong, our sincerity towards Him. Allahumma ameen. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would engage with the leadership of Mecca. One of the most famous incidents you all know is the one time he was talking to the chieftains of the Quraysh. This was a rare opportunity. You're talking about the highest officials of Mecca. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has an opportunity to talk with them, to present his message, to talk to them about La ilaha illallah, to talk about who he is and what the message is that he proclaims. It was a rare but a golden opportunity for him. And at the same time, he's interrupted by the Sahabi Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu. My point here is this. Another thing that you and I could do is you call your local MP and you talk to them and encourage them to speak out against this form of hatred and discrimination. But I know what some of us might be thinking. All these politicians, they're all the same. It's not going to get us anywhere. This green patch, what difference does it make? Some people think this way. Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, this symbol is very visible. And that's what you want. You want others around you to see and recognize that symbol and to attach it to this tragic day so it's never forgotten. And number two, remember, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam engaged with the politicians of Mecca. He still took baby steps, but he still continued to move forward. So what might seem as something useless or trivial now is a step forward, inshaAllah ta'ala, to living a better, more peaceful life as a believer and as a Muslim. It's not easy. Once there was a time, a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, inni uhibbuk. O Messenger of Allah, I love you. That's what this young man said. I love you. The sunnah is when you tell somebody you love them for the sake of Allah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would more often respond, فَأَحَبَّكَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي فِيهِ. That I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you the way you love me. It's such a beautiful response. But in this hadith, that's not what he sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded with. This is the third and last point that I leave you with. As we commemorate and we remember and we think about those tragic events, keep this in mind. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells this young man, انظر ما تقول. Watch what you're saying. It's a really interesting statement. Watch what you're saying. Why did he sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that? Because if you say you love him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then that love is accompanied with great hardship and trial. انظر ما تقول. Watch what you're saying. To follow in his footsteps, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's not easy. It never was. Nobody was in cruise control behind him. Every single follower has a story or an experience. As a matter of fact, do you notice that the biography of all the prophets and messengers we know is a list of hardships, pain, and struggle? Every one of them went through the exact same thing. So it's not any different for you and I. And don't take this as a way I'm saying to you, we need to just smile when these things happen, these tragic things happen, just smile and continue with life. No. But those baby steps that we take to try and change the atmosphere, the impression, the rhetoric that's constantly against you and I, to do our part and try to change that, we carry our identity and we carry it proudly, but we carry it with wisdom and knowledge, and we prepare ourselves for the hardship that is to come. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength. You see, we are here today because Allah sees in all of us that we have what it takes to carry this message. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So I pray Allah preserves the message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts and in our lives. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ورسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن والاه أما بعد. For this second part of the khutbah, today all I want to do is just pray. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and honor all of those who have passed away fi sabilillah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count them from amongst the shuhada. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love them and accept them. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the highest level of Jannah and us too. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the chance to meet these individuals in Jannah and to be able to talk to them and engage with them and tell them, when you died, your legacy didn't die. You helped me strengthen my identity. I became a better Muslim because I learned from your death. So you didn't die in vain. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives strength, patience, and perseverance to their families and to their communities. I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal protect all of us, not just in this community, but all communities around us. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our efforts. Bless us and continue to purify our hearts. Count us from amongst those who are sincere. For our sons and daughters, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise them and honor them as proud Muslims and believers. I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal for our sons and daughters, protect their Muslim identity. Continue to bestow upon them the knowledge of this deen. And that they become a shining example wherever they go, whomever they encounter. And all of those who are responsible for these crimes, I leave them with Allah Azza wa Jal to judge and bring them to account for what they have done in a manner that is pleasing to Him. I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, keep us safe, keep us healthy. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect our sons and daughters, love them, have mercy on them, and may Allah Azza wa Jal accept from us our righteous deeds. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.